This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, I was watching a video on Netflix, and it was allegedly about health, and what it really was a pro-vegan diet piece, video, if you will. And it was pretty long. And it talked about how you can be so much more healthy with the vegan diet. And you and I have talked about this, and why don't we talk about, can you actually reverse diseases by eliminating meat and poultry and cheese, you know, and dairy from your diet? Can you actually survive? Because from my understanding,
Sagittarian self.
Yeah, please do.
Well, I say to someone who wishes to be a true vegan, good luck. You're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot live without vitamin B12.
Mm-hmm.
And B12 is an animal product. And therefore, you must take it. If you can do that, you probably can get by with a vegan diet. But I personally consider it a serious mental disease because it is ignoring fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that ignoring fact is ignorance. And the fact is, there is no evidence whatsoever that a pure vegan diet is healthier than a diet that includes good quality meat products and dairy products and eggs. Period. End of report.
One of the very first complaints, if not the first complaint I ever got when I was on the radio in about 6 years ago, was a man who was on the air with me, talked about milk. And he said, why, and I'm paraphrasing, why would anyone want to drink milk from a one-ton animal? If you're going to drink milk, it should be of an animal about the same weight as a human. So, and the call came into the radio station, ultimately got to the owner of the radio station, about this complaint about, you know, hey, there's no such thing as a 2,000-pound cow. Well, and this guy was a farmer that called and complained. Well, you know, I've got some cows that are well over 1,000 pounds. I've got a bull, you know, is about 1,500 pounds or more. But I don't have any 1,000-pound cows. And I think the man on the air with me, instructor, was, you know, exaggerating a little bit. Well, in this video that I saw on Netflix, and it was called What the Health? What the Health? And it talked about cow pus. And it's saying, you know, why would you want to eat cow pus, which would be, you know, milk or cheese? Why would you want to do that? Is that what milk is, Dr. Shealy? Cow pus?
No.
Yeah.
Milk is one of the healthiest of all foods. Now, there are people who are truly allergic to the casein, the protein, et cetera, in the milk. But milk is a normal, healthy product for most people. Now, many adults don't become allergic to the casein, but they have trouble digesting the lactose as they get into adulthood. But that can all be taken care of by adding lactaid to the milk if you need it, or by using fermented milk products such as kefir and yogurt and cheese.
Okay. So are we saying that the vegan diet, you know, in some respects might be okay to eat plenty of vegetables, but yet you'd still need to round it out with some meat, some poultry, and some dairy? Is that really the answer?
And then to me, the smartest, wisest, most intuitive person on health and nutrition was Ellen G. White, the founder of Seventh-day Adventism over 150 years ago. And she wrote a wonderful book, Counsel on Diet and Nutrition, in the late 1800s. And in there, and other places throughout her writing, she said the preferable diet was a lacto-ovo, that is, eating milk and egg products with vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds. But to me, the most important statement she wrote anywhere is, but when you're ill, you need meat.
Yeah.
Now, if you need meat when you're ill, it can't be all bad for you when you're not ill.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about B12, are those the is that the B vitamin that you get as an injection because your body can't absorb it orally very well? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know of a man who had Parkinson's, the beginning symptoms of Parkinson's. And the symptoms were that he started shuffling when he walked. So when he was in, let's say, a large supermarket, he wasn't able to pick up his feet so that they wouldn't drag from step to step to step. And he didn't notice that. And his balance was not as good as it used to be. So if he were climbing a ladder, for example, he said, well, you know, I don't think I should be doing this because his balance wasn't there. But, you know, previous to that, he'd be able to climb and carry, you know, tall ladders and without even thinking about it. And ultimately, a medical doctor recommended that probably prior to his diagnosis of having Parkinson's disease that he get some vitamin B12 shots. Does that all make sense?
Absolutely. Now, I just want to read you this. This comes from the Vegan Society of all people. It says, B12 is an exceptional vitamin. In the absence of any apparent dietary supply, deficiency symptoms usually take 5 years to develop, and you can't experience it with a year. A small number of people with no obvious reliable source appear to avoid it longer. But it says right here in the Vegan Society that you got to have it. And they recommend fortified foods. And fortified foods are among the greatest junk food in the world.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're being fortified with being, you know, well, they're being fortified with B12, which is an animal product.
So in our household, sometimes around the dinner table or the lunch table, our family may hear me say, okay, we've got to eat all our colors. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of humor on my part, but I also think it's true. Now, what I'm saying is, you know, we need to eat some reds and some yellows and some greens and some purples. And I'm talking about natural food. I'm not talking about freezy pops that come in green and blue and orange and pink. I'm not talking about artificial colors. I'm talking about sweet potatoes. I'm talking about bananas. I'm talking about salad greens, you know, kale and lettuce and tomatoes and green peppers and those things fresh out of the garden. And so, Dr. Shealy, aside from my humor around the kitchen table, is there some truth to we need to eat all our colors?
Well, that is true. The reason for the colors, however, is not B12. It is antioxidants. Antioxidants, and there are, I mean, literally many, many scores of antioxidants, but these are the things that help protect your body from inflammation and other such problems like that. And so the darker the material, whether it's purple or red or yellow or orange, all of these help you have more antioxidants. I'm even growing purple vitamin carrots this year and purple bell peppers. But all the colored vegetables and fruits are good for you.
So, all right. So along that line of thinking, Dr. Shuey, purple carrots, purple peppers, and I've seen for sale in these garden shops, if you will, purple tomatoes. So is it more than just the appearance of the color purple that there actually is a health benefit to eating foods that are purple? Like, and I believe there's even like purple potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah,
is that right?
There are purple potatoes. Again, these are the anthocyanins and other related antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name Dr. Carlton Fredericks? Have you heard that name?
Yes.
my mother used to listen to him on the radio for years and years, and he would talk about beta carotene. He would talk about eating healthy, and so my mother followed, you know, some of the things that, well, probably everything that she heard him talking about, and here. And you talk about the same things, many of the same things, if not all of them, plus more. And here's the result. Dr. Carlton Fredericks was not one who advocated smoking. He was someone who advocated healthy eating and healthy living. Well, my mom followed his advice, and she is still alive. And her brother and sister are long dead. So there really is something to that. But the funny story that I remember about Dr. Carlton Fredericks, and he was a PhD, and I believe he taught at Fairleigh Dickinson University. And one of this was before callers would call into the radio. And he would read letters that his listeners would write in. And he said, here's a letter from a listener, I'm paraphrasing. How do you feel about exercise? And he said, well, whenever I get the urge to exercise, I lie down until it goes away.
I remember that quote. It's a classic.
It is. And he seemed to, he missed half the equation, I believe, right?
Yep.
Dr. Shuley, and I'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Sheila is with us, medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author, broadcaster, farmer, Native American medicine man. And if you'd like to peruse his website, it's normsheely.com, normsheely.com. And let's see, if you'd like the telephone number of his medical office, that's 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to arrange for a consultation or a chat with Dr. Norman Sheely, that's the number to call. Dr. Sheely, I was reading an article that was prompted by Miles. We had a discussion this morning. And he mentioned high fructose corn syrup being processed using mercury. And so I'd like to share a short story with you. I know a guy who lived in all of his life in Virginia. And he was telling me the story about how when he was younger, he'd play in the stream. And there was a stream that ran through this very small village of 500 people or so. And it would wind around, and ultimately it came to where the back of his farm, where he grew up. Farmhouse was well over 100 years old. And this was in the 1990s. I was chatting with him, and he said, "Yeah, we used to go to the stream or the creek, and we would be able to see mercury right in the creek, and we'd be able to pick it out. You know, there's these little balls of mercury, and they could scoop them out and amass a collection of mercury, liquid mercury. It's a liquid metal." And what he said was that the processing of fabric and dyeing it red, there was mercury was used in the dyeing of the textiles red. And there was a textile plant, which was the lifeblood of this little village. So a lot of people who lived in this village of 500 people ended up working at this textile factory, which had been long closed when I talked to them. They used mercury, and it looks like mercury was released and contaminated the local creek and stream where he played. And then, of course, my concern is, you know, what about the cancers and the diseases and the poisonings and the toxic effects of mercury? Because my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, mercury is toxic to the human body at any level. Is that right?
You bet.
Yeah. So here we have the lifeblood of the village contaminating the village, the very village where it exists. Not corporate headquarters. Corporate headquarters was someplace else. But they were contaminating the village, and they were getting little people to work with these dyes and chemicals. And, you know, my thought is they probably knew that the chemicals were dangerous, but they used them anyway. And how do they get into the streams? Well, and creeks? Well, they dump them. Do they dump them into the water, or do they dump them near the water? Is it runoff that gets into, you know, these heavy metals into the streams? I'm not sure in this particular case. But that is, that was the story I wanted to share, because I don't think this little village in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia here in the United States, is the only place. I don't think it's the only place where this has happened. I think it's happened all over the East Coast and the industrial rust belt, if you will. And here's a story that is in the, I'm reading this from the Washington Post, dated January 28, 2009. Goes on to say, almost half of the tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup, HFCS, contained mercury, which was also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products where high fructose corn syrup is the first or second highest labeled ingredient, according to two new U.S. studies. High fructose corn syrup has replaced sugar as the sweetener in many beverages and foods such as breads, cereals, breakfast bars, lunch meats.
Junk food, by the way.
Yes. Well, here's one that may not be. Yogurts. Yogurts. You know, I consume yogurt, but plain Greek yogurt, no sugar added. Soups and condiments. On average, Americans consume about 12 teaspoons per day of high fructose corn syrup. But teens and other high consumers can take in 80% more than the average. So mercury is toxic in all forms. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
158. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I'm grinning from ear to ear. During the commercial break, I was just surfing the internet, and there's this guy who lives next to an airport, and obviously he's frosted with the sounds of the jets taking off and landing, and he's just frosted. He has this large black roof, really large black roof, and what he did was it looks like he took a paint roller and he made this huge sign on this flat roof, and it says, "Welcome to Cleveland." But the rest of the story is he lives in Milwaukee.
It'd be smart to move.
So obviously, obviously, his plan is to confuse the passengers and wreak havoc on the flight attendants. Like,
right.
What?
Oh, my. You know, there was a study
absolutely brilliant.
40 years ago, a study going that showed that people who live near airports have disturbed sleep, period.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Maybe
and I'll bet they have
again.
Shorter. I'll bet they have shorter life expectancies by a significant amount as well. Before we get into our discussion of mercury and the high fructose corn syrup, we've got Ron calling in from California. Welcome, Ron.
Oh, thank you. I'm calling from Hamilton Field, which is the former Hamilton Air Force Base. And we focused on, before the fast-track development, of the toxins on site that weren't removed that were on site. So my consideration in the floods and storms in the Houston area and so forth, but Houston specifically with all the chemical plants and storage plants and the regulations there that the public is not to be made aware of what's on site and a specific storage chemical plants and why that is, I really can't say, but the public is not to know for security reasons. Therefore, the public wouldn't know what's there. Now, the disbursement of those toxins in the storm and what is left on the ground and in the soils overall is a question. Who's going to remediate, clean that up? Will those lands ever be safe for any kind of human consumption use in planting or even living near them?
Very, very good question, Ron. I have a slight response. I have been talking about this with a number of our instructors about just the garages of the homes in the neighborhoods that have lighter fluid, if you will, for the charcoal briquette grills, insecticides, spray lubricants, motor oil, engine oil, you know, all kinds of things, plus, you know, weed and feed, everything you could possibly think of that we store for application on our, you know, on our lawns and gardens and so forth.
Also
got mixed up
cars.
With the water. Excuse me?
You have coolants in the cars that drip out in your radiator.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the more effective thing is, for human beings, there's a bioaccumulative level. There's a student project out called KnowWhat'sInIt.org, which is actually focusing students on what's in products and so forth. The problem is bioaccumulation is the big question. In other words, we store certain amounts of these things at low levels every day, and they can build up to cancers and other diseases. Generations coming, and in ourselves, even over decades. So if the healthcare costs are mounting as they are, and cancer is becoming more predominant in the health area, why can't we cut back on the toxins overall, especially in foods and other consumption? Organics today has standards which allow a certain amount of toxins in them. If you buy a can of beans, this beans or can of anything, you don't have the toxins that are in it that show up because at certain regulatory levels, there are no toxins. But below those levels, there are still toxins. And if we accumulate daily, bioaccumulate in our bodies, store in our bodies these toxins over years, they build up to a triggering effect of disease. What are we going to do about the reality of that? Why can't science actually shift? They made the toxins shift back to non-toxic elements in our food and overall products. Wouldn't this be an adventure to take on?
You're asking a very unanswerable question. Science is owned by the pharmacomafia and industry in general. There is virtually no free science.
If you can't take a look at and focus on something, all change has been manifested by a demand. If a consumer gets behind it, you will see that demand change. You will see science taking on the effort, and you will see the success of science.
Ron,
we need to.
Ron, 2.7% of Americans are smart enough to have good health habits.
Well, sure.
2.7%. So 97% of people aren't even smart enough to have good health habits. So, yeah, get even if 2.7%
of people
got behind
it,
you can't change
the
government. The government is part of the evil empire.
You can have all the evil in the world. If you don't have enough faith to move forward, then you can sit and settle for that evil.
Ron, it sounds to me like you're really frustrated. And, you know, welcome.
Sure am, sir. Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. If the consumer's involved.
Okay, well, I couldn't believe it, Ron. I've mentioned this many times, and I'm sorry if I'm boring our broadcast classroom, but let me just say it one more time. I put myself on stage to run for the board of directors for an electric cooperative, and my message I thought had to be short and sweet and one that everybody would buy into. Nobody in their right mind would disagree with this point. Nobody, right? And the point was lower electric bills. Now, who wouldn't sign up for that? Do you know we got beat up by people who wouldn't sign up for lower electric bills? Can you imagine? So, Ron, when we talk about the concepts, the ideas, and the solutions here at USA Prepares, we're fighting with, and I believe there's only one out of a thousand people agree with what we're talking about. One out of a thousand, that's my new number.
Why is that? Find the core reason for the lack of consciousness there. Does it affect their home? Does it affect their livelihood? Does it affect their health? When you have an unseen bioaccumulation, you don't have an interest. But if you could see into the future, not in your children, but your children's children, what the transgenerational effect might be, what autism and other levels, you should look at Dr. Huber when you're talking about glyphosate, which is in the Roundup stuff that we use. Look at him and see what history he's brought forward. You know, a little faith there, sir. You're on the right track. You're thinking right. You're doing right. But you're jumping back to why isn't it happening? Make it happen.
Well, I agree. You know, there are three kinds of people: those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that say, "What happened?" Well, here is a simple situation. I have been giving seminars across the country, from the Mississippi East, okay. And I've been talking in person to groups, and I've been explaining to them the dangers of cell phones, the electromagnetic radiation, that you can cook a hot dog in a microwave oven in a minute at 1,100 watts, or you can slowly cook yourself while you're on your cell phone at around 2 watts. You can cook yourself. You can cook the same hot dog. It just takes longer. And so you can cook your brain, and we talked about brain cancer, and we talked about chest cancer, and we talked about all these cancers from these electromagnetic radiation fields, these dangerous, dangerous fields. And in each one of these seminars, I've said, do you buy this? Do you agree? Do you think that what I'm saying is even partially true?
No one could argue you're not right, sir. You are absolutely right.
Let me finish.
You don't have a consumer's interest yet. You need a consumer's interest. Consumers would demand product if they know how it affects them overall. My problem isn't frustration, is you're talking to the choir. Where can you find the consumer's need in mass, and that'll change product?
All right. Well, let me finish. Let me finish this.
Yes, sir.
So what I've said at the end, and my seminars always run long. You know, let's say they give me an hour and a half. They run 2 hours because a lot of people don't want me to leave. They have more questions. Here's what happens. At the end of the seminar, you know, when everybody's there, I'll say, okay, so if you're buying what I'm saying, how many of you are willing to give up your cell phone? No one. No one. Now, here's what I'm saying is, we have been in a seminar room. People have paid admission to come to the event. They've come, many of them, because they wanted to hear what I had to say. And they've heard me. And I say, how many of you believe this? They raise their hands, they believe it. Now, how many of you are going to stop using your cell phone? No one. No one.
But sir, you've hit the core of denial. It's not me. Is the totality of a general population.
You fit
that core. The problem is you don't have an issue yet that needs a consumer demand. A consumer demand is when it hits your home. When the flood comes and you need help, that's a consumer demand. When you're not conscious of something, you don't have a demand. How do you get the consciousness over? Not about the multiple of subjects of concentration of toxins and disease creation and triggering. No. How do you reach the core of human consciousness that brings that about? When they come to your seminar, they're going to that church of consciousness. that going to a church means that you're getting people already in the choir. How do you reach the mass, sir? You can get past all the issues of problem and frustration when you have reached the mass.
I would like to know the answer to that. Now, I've only been doing this for, you know, over 6 years. I'm new at it. I really am. And I'm learning. But I'm really frustrated. I got to tell you that I've been giving seminars on a weekly basis for 5 years. Okay? People would come and to a restaurant where we would take over the entire restaurant. Dr. Norman Shealy, who's been on with us right now, he's come to many of these events, okay, spoken in person. The bottom line is it is almost impossible, if not impossible, to get people to pay attention to their own health, to their own surroundings, and they are not willing to give up a cell phone. Knowing that cancer...
Sir, you are so right, but you are so right if you would take almost any subject. I personally have produced in San Francisco to bring people's attention to hunger and homelessness, but I had to do it with music, bringing 100,000 people to an area called the Polo Field. This happens many, many times. You
hold
can't
reach
the public with negativity.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shuley's with us, and I want to give you a quick update. Ron in California had to go, and I asked our engineer Brad to get his phone number, and I wanted to call him off the air. He seemed angry. Not with me, but with the situation. Yes. And yeah. And he's right. He's right. And Dr. Shuley, one of the things that I do when I talk to, when someone calls here at the farm or talks to me off the air, I will always ask the same question. I've been doing it for all the time I've been broadcasting. How can we make the broadcast better? What can we do? Now, Ron, I believe, has an answer. I don't know exactly what the answer is. Bread and circuses is part of it, I guess. You know, free music and get people to show up for free music. Maybe that's the answer. But I'm going to ask him that, and I'm going to invite him to come back on the air. So I wanted to tell you, class, and Dr. Shuley, that that is my plan. I did not hang up on him. I have his number. I like what he has to say. The website that he talked about is knowwhatsinit.org. I have not gone to it. I don't know if it's real or not. I will after the broadcast. So I just wanted to share that. Anne in Pennsylvania, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norman Shuley and me, Vin Fennelly.
Well, I really, really appreciate your show. Thank you so much.
My question
is there any really good reason to keep medical insurance? I did check into Liberty on call, and unfortunately, they don't do Pennsylvania. And I've had such a wonderful experience with holistic medicine this past year and such a bad experience with traditional medicine that I really want to just ditch my medical insurance come the first of the year. But is there a really good reason to keep it?
Well, there are two that I can think of. One, under Obamacare, which the Republicans are too stupid and hormonally weak to do anything about, you have to pay a penalty if you don't have it. So you might as well find some way of getting something that will keep you from having to pay a penalty. Secondly, for acute illnesses and accidents and things like that, conventional medical care is good. It's as good as you could get. Now, admittedly, once it becomes chronic, once the disease is 4 to 6 weeks old, conventional medicine sucks.
Right. Okay. Very good. And do I have time?
And I have to agree with Dr. Shuley completely on that. So you don't know if that tree limb is going to fall in front of you. You don't know if some deranged driver is going to crash into you. You don't know if you're going to get hit on the sidewalk. You don't know if you're going to have a lawnmower blade from the boy mowing next door is going to hit a rock and cause you injury, and it's going to be something that is an emergency right then and there. So all of those things that, you know, that I'm talking about and what Dr. Shuley said, I think that medical insurance is important. However, in some places like New Mexico, we're looking at increases of 30 and 40% next year. So
right.
It's very, very expensive. So I think Dr. Shuley is absolutely correct. And you had something else?
Yeah, just real quick. I know that you had talked about the microwaves being bad, and I know that they're terrible for doing food. I do have the hot pack things that I put in there, like rice filled or whatever, the bed buddies. Are those okay to use with microwaves, or is it better to get a heating pad? And if so, is it okay to use the heating pad with the Rejuvenatrix?
I don't have a microwave in my house, and wouldn't, if you gave me one, I'd throw it away.
And I do have one, but I have it for a different reason. Because when we put the stove in, we built our house about 12 years ago. And when we built the house, I wanted to exhaust the fumes from cooking. Let's say something were, you know, being burned on the stove. I wanted to be able to exhaust those outside rather than have a fan that circulates them around the kitchen. Well, it was less expensive for me to buy a microwave oven range hood combo than it was to buy just the range hood. So, for that reason, we have a microwave oven above the stove. But it's a really bad place to have it, because if someone were to use it, they'd be blasting themselves with microwaves at the closest place to them while they're cooking. It makes no sense at all to me to use it that way.
Good. Right. All righty. Well, I hear we're out of time. Thank you so much.
Well, we can chat again next week, same time, same station, Wednesdays with Dr. Norman Shuley, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. And thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Shuley, thank you for being with us.
Have a good
class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.